We're going to study from the Sfat Nemes on the case, the year Tav Resh Lamed Vav. These editions of the Sfat Nemes on page 350. The paragraph begins, the Pasuk V'loi Noda Ki Ba'u El Kirbeno, the right hand side. Now the dreams of Paro are described in the Zohar HaKadosh, no less, as dreams that are intended to give Paro a message, and even more importantly, dreams intending to give us a message. It goes so far as to actually be the first time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Mitzrayim and tells Paro that you are not in charge. And that even when you want to do the wrong thing, you are not in charge. And that everything is in my control. And that everything comes from, and everything is sourced from me. So in dreaming, the message is all about Golus and Geula already. And it's a message that of course is going to have to be interpreted and acted upon by Yosef HaTzadik. And it's a message then for Yosef, and for all of the Shibsteka, and for us, as well as for Paro. Let's see. What he takes note of is, first of all, in this piece, that there is a change, a subtle change between how the story of the dreams is described in the beginning of Parshas Miketz versus how he tells it over to Yosef. In the beginning of the Parsha, when the dreams occur, the Torah says that those seven scrawny, underfed oxen consumed eight, as it were, those seven oxen that were Yifosamara and Brios, just ate them up. Vayikatz Paro. And Paro woke up. When he tells it over to Yosef, he adds, it's in Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vatavona el Kirbeno. All of these very, very big, well fattened cows end up in the inside, in the innards of the very, very thin, scrawny, underfed cows. Velo noda ki ba'u el Kirbeno. That's the Pasuk he quotes. Velo noda ki ba'u el Kirbeno. Couldn't see. Like, they ate them all off. And they were just as skinny and as scrawny and as raw looking, as bad looking as they were before they ate these huge, healthy cows. And then Bobby cuts, then I woke up. He adds the fact that you couldn't tell, couldn't see. And that these poor looking, these bad looking cows just stayed exactly as they were. The good was just gone, as if it had never been. Says the sentence. Again, based on the fact that there's a holy Zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar HaKadosh is telling us that this river, this Ya'or, Hinei Oymed Al HaYa'or, this river is of course a Ya'or that's reflective of the truth of the great source that is the Nahar Yotzei Me'eden L'Hashkes Es Hagam. The seven Paros that are Brios, that are healthy and strong, they are the kochos for all kinds of good things and holy things that come from and that are supported by that great river, that great source that comes from Eden itself, from Gan Eden. They are the sitra of Kedusha. And it's seven because those are the seven parts, those are the seven midos, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, and Malchus. All these good things that come and flow from Shemayim. And then the bad, the paros ra'os, they are the sitra akra, the sitra de mesor, the possibility of terrible things and of very, very nasty things of tuma itself, and the power of that tuma. Now says the satan, the salts. Ubesipur hachalon vatera loinemar zed, this that you couldn't see after the ra'os swallowed up the Yafos Tamara, you couldn't see that they had even taken them on into their innards. That was not something in the dream itself. That's something that Paro now recalls. And the Sfat Nemes says that's because Hoysej Zeh, Umizeh Ba And it's because of this inability to see good, to remember good, to see good, and to associate good with evil, and recognize that they come from the same source. That's why we said, Bo, Gamakaka, Asher Lo Yoda Es Yosef, where in the beginning of Shmos, the Torah says, Yochim Elachodosh, Amitraim, Asher Lo Yoda Es Yosef, and of course we know one man who says, of course he knew Yosef, it means he wouldn't affirm, he would not recognize, he wanted to deny all the good that Yosef had accomplished. So what does this mean? Let's see how he explains it. Ubi ur ha'inyan kimboi shekasafti b'masam acher tofrei shlom et alf kishnei hara'ov, these years of famine shehem b'chinas ha'sitra achra, that are all about the bad things that can happen and that has to happen. Yesh v'hem nitzutze kedusha mishnei ha'soiva, they are actually very holy. When bad things happen, even when evil prevails, it is only able to do so because it derives its reality, it's able to happen because there are forces that are ultimately completely tahar and kadosh to which these terrible things connect. Otherwise, these terrible things, these terrible events, wouldn't exist. In other words, in simple English, everything comes from a kadosh baruch. Everything. The most awful events, and not just allowed by a kadosh baruch. Inexplicably, that's what Hashem wants. He gives over to man the possibility of doing terrible things. But we should not for a moment think that that's somehow cut off from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They derive their ability to exist from the same holy source as all that is good and holy. And so he calls this Nitzotzei Kedusha, sparks of holiness from the Shnei HaSova. They are actually connected. These bad years and the bad events and the lack of food very much connected to the good years and those many, many years of sufficiency and of shefa. They're all intended for one great divine purpose. Rak HaRishonim Ein Makibis. But the Rishonim say no. Rishonim say, no, of course, it's good, it's evil, and they're at odds with each other. And they won't recognize that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lachein Omar v'loy noda. That's why Paro says, v'loy noda. No, it's not. You couldn't recognize it. It's like that. The good is not, because it's separate and has no influence on, it doesn't do any, has no connection to all the things that are evil. K'vayocho, God forbid to say such a thing, they're not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not from that. They're not from the same source. But they are. Avol Yosef HaTzadik, therefore Yosef steps up, beetles there, and he negates this attitude, and that's why he stresses, V'omar, Chaloim Echad, who now is Masemis, of course, is saying, Chaloim Echad, it doesn't just mean that the wheat stalks and the cow dream, that's one dream, he means even more profoundly, Echad, the dream is, you, Paro, are supposed to get the following lesson, that the good years and the bad years come from the same source. They come from the same Ribono Shel Olam and are meant to accomplish something. One same self thing, bring mankind closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ups and downs of life, the ups and downs of history, particularly now the message for us, Jewish history, Golos and Geula are intended for something very special. And when you don't see the good, when there is Hester upon him is ultimately intended to bring Kidras Elohim and Kvod Malchusa Yisbarach to a height and to revelation, to a Giluy that would not have been possible without that Hester. They're all going in the same place, to the same place, in the same direction, to the same goal. And only the Russia, or someone who doesn't have correct faith, doesn't see it that way, doesn't appreciate it, and God forbid questions HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or denies something having been sourced from, having originated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a Rosh. And that's Paro. So, when Paro later says, who is Hashem? Who is this Hashem? I have the ability to make you slaves work, and that's my ability. He can't stop me. But the whole message that Yosef is trying to give him now, many, many years before, the message is, there's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the fact of what one can do that's evil and get away with it is only because, and only if HaKadosh Baruch Hu so allows it to be. And the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, enough of you, Paran, of your evil, you will have no hand whatsoever. You will have no yana chazaka, the great powerful power. You will be obviated. You will have nothing. You will be nothing. You will be not just the weakling. You will be kiloyah. So when it says, asher lo yada es Yosef, says this Lassanis, it means asher lo yada, this message that Yosef, when they first met each other, when they, at the first encounter, when Yosef laid his eyes on power, with power laid his eyes on Yosef for the first time, and Yosef said to him, there's only one God, and all the bad things, all the good things, come from the same source. They come from the exact same source. And in the mysterious ways of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, terrible things exist in this world, for reasons that ultimately are good, because in the end, the end goal is something glorious. But you should know, you have nothing to say about it. And in the end, all of it is going to be glorious and positive and good. It's interesting that in this week's parasha, we also find how the Mitzrayim wouldn't look at something that way. The Torah tells us that when Binyamin did not go with his brothers down to Mitzrayim, when they first went to purchase food, so Yaakov made sure that Binyamin wouldn't go. Ki Amar, because Yaakov, when he said, Pen Yikra'enu Asom, because something might happen to him. Some terrible tragedy might occur. It's a dangerous road to travel. And his brother, we know, is gone. Yosef's gone. So I'm not letting Binyamin go. Pen Yikra'enu Asom. Yud Kuf Resh Aleph Nun Vav. Which means something terrible could happen, but not something accidental with Kuf Resh Hey, Mikra. But rather, something that's decreed by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Something terrible could happen. Because the Gemara in Yerushalmi, right? Kol Hadrochim Becheskas Takano. Dangerous. And Rashi brings, Rashi says, Hasotan Mekatre Yerushalmi Sas Takano. So it's dangerous, I'm not sending it. When Yehuda tells this over to the viceroy of Egypt, the Torah says, Vikarahu Asoyim Kufresh Eva. When he explains this, he says, because some accident might occur. To say that there's something that might be caused by the heaven that would be harmful, Khalil, or dangerous to Binyamin, he can't even say it to the Egyptian because he understands in the Egyptian culture, they won't understand what that means. So this is Rav Galinsky's Atzal in Higata. He points out that when he tells it over, Yehuda has to say, some accident might happen. Not that it might be that because Baruch Hu decides, the tempting to Satan, you deserve to be watched and protected? Maybe not. That terrible event, if something were to happen to Binyamin, would come from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's not something that Yehuda can say. And so we know throughout history there have been so many pagan cultures, and there's a God of light and there's a God of darkness, the God of good and the God of evil. And here Yosef is saying, no. Chaloyim Echad Hu. It's all from the Ribon Shel Olam. You better learn that, Pharaoh, because there are a lot of things that you're going to do that are going to be against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. You're going to think you have independence, you have decision making on your own. No, it's all in Hashem's hands. Aber Yosef Hatzadik details that. Let's go back to it right in the middle of the paragraph. Omar and Yosef said to him, Chaloyim Echad Hu. Shegam Boy Yesh Nitzoses Kedoshes. That even in all of the evil, in things that are seemingly so terrible, there is a nitzitz of kedusha, because it all comes from Achdusa, it comes from the one master of the universe. Nothing could happen. Nothing exists and nothing can occur unless he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, wants it to give the powers. Even the powers that are negative, the powers that are, and the forces that are evil, they cannot and would not exist, let alone prevail. Kadosh Baruch Hu would not deem them vested with power. And now, he says,
Sheyachin Oyachel Shanim and Taibais. That he prepares with Oyachel Shanim and Taibais so that all the good things and good years will be used when they have to be. It's stored up for what comes next. Ki hakol ha-yeremez al-golos Mitzrayim. It's all remez to us that when you have a golos that's coming, prepare and be ready when you have times that are good, when you have times that are inspiring, when you have times that are uplifting. And in some Kresh Lamed Aleph, that's how this Fasana says it. He says, when we experience good times, when we experience upliftment, and we experience somehow a spiritual high, so to speak, meaning we're having a Shabbos Kodesh, we're having a strength, a sense of strength in our learning of Torah and in our mitzvahs. Take it with you, grab onto it, internalize it, make it a permanent part of you, because there are going to be challenges, and there are going to be times when you're not going to feel that kind of inspired Shabbos, but that inspired learning. So, for the nation also, prepare for the goals. We know how much preparation went into bringing Amistad to be ready for what the goals in the Mitzrayim would be like. Why he prepared, as we read in Parshas Vayigash next, we're going to talk about right Yehuda. And Yehuda's coming and preparing to prepare Amistad in Goshen, that there should be a certain type of Yisrael ready to survive the goals. Because of how you prepare, you're able to have a geula after the long, long, terrible goes. Now, let's get the parentheses here. Let's speak it out. All of the wealth that Yosef causes the paro to accumulate, who ultimately ended up with all of that? What's the story here? The story is that the people of Mitzrayim did not succeed. Only those storehouses run by Yosef did not go back. So that the people in the tribe ultimately had to turn to Yosef, meaning turn to the Pharaoh. And the Pharaoh and the Egyptian leadership became fabulously wealthy, with gold pouring in from throughout the world, because they had nothing else to eat. There was nothing. And all of this gold ends up in the coffers of the Pharaoh and the leadership of the tribe. And then what happened?
And so the Jews?
The Jewish people leave Mitzrayim.
They go away.
210 years later, and all of that gold, all of that wealth, amassed because of Yosef preparing with that food that nobody else had, ends up in the pockets of the descendants of Yosef. Vacher, Kaf, Vacher, Kaf, Yetzu, Baruchush, Godot. What the Sfasemis means is that all of the terrible things about Golos look to be so terrible. Hidden within all of the terrible things in Golos, there's so much Geula that's being prepared. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabba Tzadi Aleph says, in this expression, that Rabbeinu says to his sons, why did you tell that viceroy that you have yet another brother? Why did you mention the Yemen? Loma have I assembly. Look at the evil you did to me. Why did you tell him? Says the Medrash. The only time the Akhtam said something he shouldn't have said was this instance. Because the Medrash Baruch Hu said, I'm busy making his son Yosef into a melech in Mitzrayim. I'm busy preparing Yosef so he can prepare the way for all of the Shivdekah to come, and all of the Jewish people to eventually arise as a nation and come out of Mitzrayim with great success and with great wealth. And he's saying, Lama Hareyosem Lahag, Lama Hareyosem Li Lahagin Lahish, Ha'oy Lochem Och. Now, everybody naturally is going to defend Yaakov, we understand, but the Medrash isn't coming to charge Yaakov so much as trying to teach us that when you have dreams, and you seem to think, oh my gosh, look at the terrible things that are happening. You know what? It's just a bad dream. It's not real. The things that are really negative, it's just a bad dream. The reality is something wonderful. And that's how he continues. Derek Remez. All Chalemes have to be what? Interpreted, the Gemara says. And then, according to how you interpret it, that's ultimately how the dream unfolds. That's how reality unfolds. Derek Remez. What we're being told is, in a remnant, he called the Yoyos Hinkimai Chablaimus, the Yoyos. Kedoyta. You know what those terrible times for Am Yisrael are? Dreams. They're not real. Because if you think about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has something fantastic that's really in the offing, that's why he's doing it, then you'll say, it's just a dream. The reality is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being good to us. If HaYavodur HaBitochen Ma'Hashem Yisbarach, have we had pure Bitochen in Hashem, Sha'akol Mimenu Bo, that everything is coming from him, the good dream, the bad cows, the good cows, HaYadigla HaTayim, then you would even be able to see the good in all things. It's a huge metric. But that's what the dreams of Pharaoh are about, and what Yosef's interpretation is all about. When Pharaoh says, you're blind, you couldn't see, like, all the good, gone, separate. All that's left, the bad. The bad is separate, distinct, and has no connection to anything worthwhile, or good, or holy. Says Yosef, not true. Chaloyim Echad. It's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch. Even that part which seems so awful, it's really not. Because in Hashem's world, what Hashem does is all good. And while Yosef brings this message to the Pharaoh, says the Chassanist, he's really bringing it to us. And that's why the Torah mentions. Because this is the beginning of the encounter, if you will, of Yosef and the Shiftekah and then Yaakov and then Moshe Rabbeinu, the encounter of these very, very different viewpoints, these very different hashkafas. The hashkafa of the Avodah Zorah, the hashkafa that, what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where, Hashem, there's evil, there's good, and there's no one master of the universe who's going to take care of it all, because it all ultimately comes from His holiness and His holy force and His power. And that the ultimate goal is all good. Ah, Yosef is saying, yes, all good. And you remember that. And remember that even the evil that you think you have independence enough to perpetrate, you don't have. It's not you. You're a pawn. You're a puppet in Hashem's hands. And then, of course, as we said, that's Yosef's message. But when finally came to it, and he wanted to be Meshavah of the Jewish people, so the Torah says, no. He's going to go his own way, independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to say, it's not all Echad. It's the way I want it to be. Who is Hashem that I should listen to him? That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to do all of the miracles and all of the nisim to bring Bnei Israel out. But the beginning of the encounter of these two different, very different, contrary opposite points of view of who runs the world. Is it all one? In spite of all the various events, even some of the unfortunate, quote unquote, unfortunate events, yes, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all leading in one very good direction. It's all leading from those to the Gilui Hashchina and to the Geula Shlema. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a wonderful Shabbos.